I'll start with the jacket, but I'm going to end up doing the sans jacket. I want to tell you, it's humidity.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to scare you all. Sometimes I even scare myself. And right there I did. Thanks, Derek. But no, the humidity is up. But I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And of course, my purpose today is to give praise to God and to give witness to the Lord God. But I've got to say, I slept like a baby last night. I slept like a baby because our most gifted accompanist, trained pipe organist, piano player, you name it, she wears a lot of hats, doesn't she, Keith? But Mrs. Linda Holden is going to be the accompanist for my surprise guest who called me this week, the great Tom Hamrick. The great Tom Hamrick. And we're going to be hearing from him. I slept like a baby. Why did I sleep like a baby? You know, we've got these specials. And of course, like the great Dick Miller last week. What'd you think of Dick and Linda last week, huh? Oh, I know. It was just awesome. And I want to tell you, I mean, it touched all of our hearts, and we all had something to take home with us. I know it really fed us. Well, you're going to be fed once more with the great Tom Hamrick. Tom is such an incredible talent in his own right, and an equally brilliant instructor. He took his choral group. He was down at Adams. Which school was it? It was the one in West Union, wasn't it, Coach? Manchester, the one in Manchester then. But he took his team and with his leadership earned the spot of the nation to perform at Carnegie Hall. So that's, yeah. And one last remark about it. It's a full circle. The Lord God of all brought us full circle because our beloved Joyce and Jim Rosendahl, when the family was visiting one Sunday, I had just on that Sunday mentioned you from the pulpit, and lo and behold, it was Joyce's daughter-in-law that knew Tom very, very well. Very well, and just loved him and appreciated him, as you will as well. Well, this is a very, very special time for me. If I cry a lot, you'll overlook it. But I'm so grateful to you. From the bottom of my heart, this old sinner praises God today. I think we got an announcement from Mary Ann.
Well, I want to tell you, this church did it. We got over 100% what we needed for Pies Plus. And I need to tell you, thank you, Vicki, very much for getting us, our team together, and for our garage sale and for all the food. So thank you very, very much, Vicki, for heading us up and leading us through this. And she has a preliminary... how much we made, and that doesn't count what we still have out there yet, but we have $1,000 and $1,019 just in pies. That is so amazing. So amazing.
And those pies were awesome, aren't they?
So thank you, Vicki, for getting us to, to do with the pies. And our cafe, we have... $662 that we made from our cafe.
Wow.
So that is simply amazing. Awesome. And we had repeat customers. And rethinking again about next year, cinnamon rolls seem to be a big hit no matter what time of day. Yeah. They have them beating down our doors on Saturday morning already to make sure they got here because they missed out on Saturday or on Friday. So cinnamon rolls was a huge success, and, you know, with all the pies, and it took a church to get this going. So we just want to say thank you for all that you have done to help make this a huge success. We have a couple things. In going through, we've changed tables, and we've cleaned out our closet that has tablecloths in. And if any of you, we just take a donation, they're in the church social room. We have round tablecloths that will fit 80-inch rectangle. The cloths are 10-inch, but just donations. If you can use them in your home, please look in the social room after church today. Really, the table shrunk? Oh, 10 foot. I stand 8 foot tables, but the cloths are 10 foot. I stand corrected there. And we have about 10 pies that are still available for sale outside the sanctuary, and we have buns if you want to give for donations. And I believe that's all. I just wanted to wrap up our year, you know, with the UMW and the church, the things that we have done. So we just want to say thank you to all of you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Happy are the feet to bear good news. Yes, indeed. Any other sharings this morning? Yes, Tona.
Hi. I wanted to go ahead and congratulate the UMW for their great job yesterday and Friday. And our upcoming graduation for preschool is looming, so I want to congratulate the new graduates for 2015. On the 26th at 7 p.m., the preschool will have their graduation here. We'd love to have as many people as possible join us. We are looking at the VMC. If you notice in the back of your bulletin, the VMC has some information, different programs that they're going to be doing in July and June. But July the 27th, 28th, and 29th, they're going to try their very first Bible school back to school kind of program. They're looking for volunteers from 10 to 2. You can do it one day, you can do it all 3 days, you can be there all the time, you can be there for 1 hour. Basically, it's we're targeting those kids that come to the VMC after school for the homework help. This year, there were 57 different kids that came. So it's largely in-town kids. A lot of them are not churched. So this is a great outreach. So we'd love to invite anybody to participate. I'll have more information on it as the summer gets a little closer. But if you're interested, if that touches your heart, I would love to go ahead and speak to you. And then the last thing I need to talk about is today we're celebrating the big guy, his day in the sun. Steve said it perfect today. How many of us can say that we've worked at several different regional offices, but always for the same one boss?
Aww.
So I'm totally stealing Steve's line. But please join us. The PPR will be leaving in order to give those lovely folks that always help with all the meals a break. The PPR committee would like to go ahead and serve and clean up today so those folks can enjoy the day. They never get that opportunity. So thank you so much for always doing that. But from 10:30 is when PPR will be heading to the building. But the meal itself will start at 11. If you don't mind saying grace, that would be awesome. And we hope that everybody will be there for a great time of fellowship. So thank you.
Thank you, Tawna King. Thank you so much, dear, dear friend. Any other parish notices to come before us? Let us prepare our hearts for morning worship. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, creator of all that is and all that ever will be, you sent your holy child Jesus to heal us and bless us, to show us your love. After his suffering and death on the cross, he was still among us, proclaiming repentance and forgiveness of sins for all who call upon his name. And just as you sent the power of the Holy Spirit to those who first believed, fill us now with your power and grace, that we may become the hands and feet and heart and spirit of Christ. To the glory of Christ we pray. Amen. Christ is alive. He is risen from the dead.
The Holy One calls us to worship and praise.
Baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit,
we live with Christ in our hearts.
Clap your hands and shout to God with loud songs of joy.
Sing praises to God who fills the world with forgiveness and grace.
And now, children of faith, with this the Sunday prior to Pentecost, the closing Sunday of Easter, I want to have us lift up from our hearts again, Keith, one of the most beloved Easter hymns. 310, He Lives.
The Lord.
Take this opportunity. Welcome one another through the passing of the peace. I love to make a promise that I can keep, and I promise you right now, children, I promise you that you've got a very special children's moments, and I know that for a fact, and that's a promise that I can keep because it's Tina Pollock who is going to share with the children now, and there's going to be a very special invitation. So, Tina, we look forward to this. Good morning, children. And actually, I'm sorry, I got the communication. I confused it. Greg Lay did. I'm good at that. And but I do want to I want to thank Tina then, because what it is is this special invitation and a message for you is going to take place. I believe it is by way of the video. So let's all sit and Tom, I'm coming over, buddy. I'm the big guy. I've grown. I've. Oh, have the children? Kids, can you go get on a pew over there? Thank you, Susie. We want you to be able to see my poor hospitality. Yes, children, go ahead and take a seat. We're all going to watch this. You ready?
Hey, there's only one spot left.
For what?
For the VBS sign-up.
I wanted to sign up for that. Could you take me? Church is real close.
It's all mine, buddy.
Come on. Open it up.
Took the last spot on the volunteer sign-up sheet.
Oh no, there's always more room for volunteers at VBS. Should we tell him?
Nah.
Again, that is so creative, Tina. That is a prelude of what is to come. So you've got a great Vacation Bible School coming up, and I take it the sign-up's already, is it already out there then, Tina, for them to volunteer? And so you want to be sure to get ready for that, so you want to sign up too, because you're going to have a wonderful time. Well, let's give God thanks for a beautiful, promising future. Why don't we make a big old circle? Come on over here, children. Let's make a circle. All right, yeah, and we'll, all right. Well, it's a good circle. Look at this. Tina, look at this group. Huh? Wonderful, Lord. Wonderful. Let me scoot over a little bit. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your promising future, for vital ministries that you will provide and anoint with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for Tina and all those that will be serving these children, and bless these your children, Lord God. Fill them with your love, and they will take that love to other children here and around the world. We praise you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you, children. I'm going to ask Brother Dave to come forward at this time, and we're going to start handing out our evangelism tools. And while we're doing this, I want to tell you, I got a privilege to take two children. If there are any visitors here, take two suckers, one you keep, and the one you give away, and you tell them your witness about the love of Jesus. You tell them how Jesus loves them. Well, you can do that, can't you, Katie? I know you will. I know you will. But I want to tell you, as I'm handing these suckers out, sort of prime the pump for the joys and the thanksgivings of today, that I got to, Raymond and I, my brother-in-law, Reverend Raymond Gage, we were at the clergy session, and guess who we got to have a lunch with? Tawna King. Guess who we had lunch with? Pastor Melissa. Is that working good now, Katie? Is that working good, son? Good for you. But I want to thank her in advance because she gave a sizable contribution of, I think it was Pop-Tarts, I believe. Vicky, I think it was the Pop-Tarts. But it's a big old box of them. Laura says, what is this? And I said, hey, it's from Pastor Melissa for your food pantry. Thank you, Brother Dave. Children, you may return to your pews, and Allison's going to help me with the microphone. I knew we were going to have a big crowd, and I know it's kind of scary sometimes, and so Allison's our veteran. She's going to take the microphone. But again, Pastor Melissa, I got to introduce Pastor Melissa to Reverend Wayne Cargas. It was like God had this, again, another one of these divine convergence events. There was Pastor Wayne Cargas. And then I got to introduce her, Keith, I got to introduce her to, I call him to this day, where's April? Professor Mitch Arnold, your own, yeah, the son-in-law to Juanita and to Norman Christian. So Professor Mitch Arnold, so we've already got some inroads for her, some resource persons with whom she can network and connect and enjoy their company. But I'm so, so delighted. Now, this is the joys and concerns, to extend hospitality. If you're here today, again, my humble thanks that I get to be with you to worship the Lord God. And I'm looking out. I see Gretchen. I see, where's Rita? Where's Rita back here? Rita, raise your hand for me, sister. Oh, my gosh. My heart is so full, so full. And of course, Jeff Glecker, I won't be assigning a new band just yet. Okay, so just relax. Jeff's the head of the downtown ministry. Yeah, he's the song leader. Again, my humble thanks to everyone and visitors. What a great day. You are going to hear one of the finest soloists in the nation, Mr. Tom Hamrick. I told him I slept like a baby last night. I slept like a baby because he is essentially the closing witness for the proclamation today. So I'm in a can't-lose situation with Tom there. But visitors, we extend a hospitality to you. We have a visitor's cards. If you want to take a moment, fill those out. If you want to write your phone number, for instance, put your phone number on that. When we have the morning offering, just drop those visitor's cards in the offering plates. I got the best ushers in the nation, and they always get those visitor's cards to me, and we always get a call out to you to get you better acquainted. Now, this church family allows me to say this same thing for 21 years. I'm going to say it again. If you have a joy, for instance, a birthday announcement, wedding anniversary, perhaps a testimony of how the Lord God is giving you strength in the journey, you want to lift that joy up, raise your hand. Perhaps it's a concern. Maybe someone you love is sick. Maybe it's a time of bereavement for someone. And you want to lift that family up. Raise your hand to alert us. So joys or concerns, raise your hand. Allison's going to bring you the microphone. Oh, I see. Someone asked me about her. They had just come. They said, who's that lady over there? I said, mister, that's no lady. That's my wife. I couldn't resist, Bob. I think I'm in the doghouse, though. I don't think that's how you get out of the doghouse.
I was just going to not make Greg do this. I'll do the introductions up here myself. Of course, he already mentioned our good friend Tom from Manchester Church. That's where Johnny and Matthew were born. And then starting over here, we have Greg's sister, Darlene, and her husband, Reverend Ray Gage, our nephew, Greg's nephew, and Ray and Darlene's son, Eric Gage. Greg's other sister, Vaughn Williams. This is Jordan. You know him. Johnny and his girlfriend, Rachel. Matt and April, you know them. And, of course, we claim Judy and Judy's parents, Wayne and Eileen Iglesias. So that's our visitors today.
Thank you, Mrs. Thank you, Mrs. Yeah, but challenge me to give the birth dates of the boys. Let's move along.
Most of you know Jerry Helm. He has a pretty serious injury on his finger. They've opened it up 4 times and scraped the infection and stuff out of it. He goes back the 27th and to see if they're going to save it or not. So he could use a lot of prayers and concerns right now.
Indeed, indeed, Brother Roger. Indeed. We lift him up and protect you, Roger.
It's my grandma's birthday, May 19th.
Who? I couldn't see. Grandma's birthday? Raise the cheer. Raise the cheer. Don't you love to hear those voices? That's my treat. Get to hear our children. Praise God. Yes, Nikki?
I just want to give an update on Tiffany Hoblet Felger. She had stage 4 cancer, and she has been through a really rough treatment. And then she come home for 6 weeks, and she went back a couple weeks ago, and the results have come back that everything is good except for her white blood count. So if you could just continue to keep her in your prayers.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you. And prayer warriors, Bob Wurtenberger always calls you prayer warriors. Focus those prayers on that need. Thank you, Nikki. Yes, Brother Dean.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, for your sake, the kids are all thinking of you today, but Angie, she had to work. And Cindy and Lonnie and all of them said to tell you thanks for all you've done for the family.
Thank you.
And the good Lord has been working with me this past week. I've been able to do some witnessing to some people that are in deep needs. And so I'm going to ask for some unspoken prayers for these individuals. But the Lord's blessed me to let me talk to them and everything. So the one's really going through a hard time right now. So,
Dave, we will remember you in prayer. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for the word from the family, my family. Thank you. Yes, Phil.
Yes, I guess this is both a joy and concern. I don't know, but I think we should all pray that we can find some good replacements for the departing members or graduating members from Crossroads so that we can keep both the 11-11 service and their other ministries going.
Amen. Amen. Please focus those prayers. Thank you, Brother Phil. And, of course, I've got Jeff Gleckler up there at the helm. You know, he's always the serving host when we're on vacation. It's Jeff. Yes, Kristen. Oh, amen to that. Lymphoma. And leukemia. Lymphoma and leukemia. Kristen. His name is Chris. Kristen, thank you. Thank you. We lift up Kristen, our prayer concerns. Wow. A lot on his plate.
I, too, have a couple prayer requests. A coworker of mine's been battling breast cancer and possibly cervical cancer, and she's only in her 40s as a single mom. So if you could continue to keep Michelle in your prayers. Also, my Uncle Dave Mollenkopf did lose his battle to cancer Friday night. Yeah. So we will be traveling. That would be Phyllis Gay's brother and Dee Mollenkopf and Linda Bauer. So if you'll remember them. And give us traveling mercies to yes, New York. So yes, the services are in New York. Thank you.
Our prayers go with you, sister. Our prayers go with you. I'm sorry. Our prayers go with you. Any others? I know Keith has a special sharing about his daddy.
I wanted to come up here rather than use the microphone because I wanted to face you people. And I wanted to face the choir too.
Yes, sir.
But I can't begin to thank all of you enough of how much you have helped with my father. When he was back here, he wants more coffee or another cookie or whatever, you always make sure he's taken care of. And I'm not going to start naming names of people that have helped because I would leave somebody out. Anyway, my father's in the hospital. He was admitted Thursday. And the situation is he had severe UTI, which is urinary tract infection. And a week ago when he fell, and I had to go over and get him up on a Saturday night at 11 o'clock, he had compressed and fractured 5 of his vertebrae in his lower back. So, amazingly, they're going to have surgery on Monday, tomorrow. Now, I don't know what time yet, because as of yesterday, they did not have a time set. But they said this is a new surgery called, I'm not a medical person, but kyphoplasty, whatever, that they go in and have 2 needles by the vertebrae and they insert a fluid into the cracked or fractured vertebrae and it solidifies and makes the vertebrae whole again. And it's a relatively simple procedure, I guess. And they said just a Band-Aid will cover up that where they inserted the needles or whatever. So my father, the way it looks, will either be home tomorrow evening or on Tuesday. But he is going down to the Convoy Care Center for rehabilitation for a week and maybe longer. So please keep him in your prayers. And again, to all of you, I can't even begin to thank you enough. God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Keith. Thank you for that encouraging report about your daddy. Love him so much. My hero. Any other sharings? What a blessed spirit. Lift up in thanksgiving. Allison, a servant of the Lord. Thank you, disciple. Thank you. And I want to say another word of thanks, too, to Roger Miller. I always call him. I'll say, is this the Roger Miller? And he's always so humble. But I'll say, no, you are the Roger Miller. And I want to thank Roger and his whoever helped you, Roger. I didn't even ask you that. Forgive me for that. But they brought out to the country home things from that back building that there's no way I could have done. So I'm in your debt. And I must say, Roger Miller, it must run in the family because Lisa, you, and then my Irish brother, Chris, when the wall of air came through on Monday, I was so distraught because I had just gotten this $80 bird feeder for my beloved wife for Mother's Day. Had a big old dome on it, and that baby took off like the Wizard of Oz. I mean, it was gone. So you know me, a parsimonious, cheap. But I'm just crying. I'm crying my eyes out, Brother Warren. I said, Jordan, I have lost an $80 bird feeder. He's at the front window saying, Daddy, the trailer's in the pond. And it was a sinking. And so, Chris, thanks to you and the boys, Parker and Mason, who came to the rescue, man. And Chris, I'll tell you what, I did go swimming, didn't I? I went swimming, did I? I had always said I wanted to go swimming in that pond, and I never had yet, Judy. Well, I did. and the water was fine. Let us turn to the Lord now in silent prayer. Heavenly Father, I would never be able to report the chronicles from my heart of thanksgiving for all that you have blessed this old sinner with. But this body of Christ, O Lord, again and again has not only accepted me just as I am, but this body of Christ has deepened my faith. The witnesses of all your children here who through again the storms of life, like Fritzy, asking you to walk with her through the storms. Lord, I've seen your faithfulness. And I've heard the witness. I've seen that faith in your children here. And I give you thanks for their witness. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Continue to deepen our faith as we now pray from our hearts the prayer that our Savior, Jesus the Christ, the King of Kings, invites us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us stand together for this hymn to prepare our hearts for the great psalm, Psalm 23, 140. Great is thy faithfulness. Please be seated. You know, I got to tell you, I always preach with the discipline of the lectionary, a discipline that was instilled within me in my seminary education. And of course, the reason being, as the professors of the department would say, that way you preachers don't grind the same axe every Sunday morning, Brother Warren. Take the discipline to be challenged by the word. And if it challenges you most of all, then that's the greatest blessing of all. And we preachers need that challenge. Having said that, I've taken the liberty to choose a psalm for looking back. There's one and one only that came to my heart. The great psalm of King David, the Shepherd King. So much of that, Brother Warren, and psalms, if you have worked with your class, you, Professor, have shared about the pseudepigrapha, the nature of the pseudepigrapha, in the wooden translation, the little translation, false writings, and of course, in no way is there any derogatory content to be unpacked from that. It's just simply that so many of the Psalms, divinely inspired by the Holy Spirit of the living God, were so great that at that time they said, oh, King David would have endorsed this with all his heart. And thus, they were cataloged into the collection of the pseudepigrapha, all grouped together with the Psalms of David. However, now and then, there is a psalm that without a doubt was King David's. And this is not only King David, but like myself, this is King David coming to the close of the journey and looking back. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word.
Oh.
Thank you, Keith. Shake your hand, brother. Thank you, Professor. Thank you. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, choir. Can we hear one more time for the choir? One more time. Come on. I am so going to miss this, children. You don't know how many times this professor here has says, led us through these rehearsals and through the cantatas I learned early on. Praise the Lord for Linda. As Bob Wurtenberger told me, I was so scared. And the first time this guy challenged me. Nobody ever asked me to sing before I came here. And other than Tom would get me to try to tag harmonies for him. And, of course, I was a coward. I'd always run. The wallflower would run. But Linda Holden, Linda has been the blessed safety net below us whenever we would go to do something, Larry, your beloved wife. Bob Wurtenberger said, Greg, don't worry. Linda will be there to catch you. And she always has. And brother Keith, what genius you have. Thank you, brother, for all your sharing and this beautiful choir. Well, you know, somebody asked me, Tom, someone said, well, what are you going to do with your retirement? And I told him, Shiv, I said, well, I'm going to live on my savings. I said, I don't know what I'll do the second week. But the first week, I'm going to live off my savings. Now, Yvonne remembers that her beloved husband, Reverend Gary Williams, my brother-in-law, Gary and Yvonne and Jason and Angela have been here many times for you. In fact, to Dave, Fritzy just loved him so dearly. Brian loved him. And, of course, Gary Williams preached here. When he preached, again, one of you came to me and said, wow, that Gary Williams. And I'm like, yeah, he's pretty good. Dick. He's like, yeah, he's pretty good, isn't he? But what a powerhouse. What a great fighter. And he fought that mesothelioma. And as I was getting ready for my retirement, I went through that country of the call. And that country of the call, Piqua. And as I traveled through there, I spoke with him in the spirit. And I said, Gary, brother, I can't believe you're gone. I know where you are. And Gary, I'll see you on the other side. By the grace of the Lord Jesus, I will see you on the other side. At that church, he preached. Did he preach first? I think he did, didn't he? And then I preached, and someone came up and said, no, Greg, you did okay because you want to remember that secret, the secret of the kiss. You'll have success with that. Matt, I said, well, what is that? Keep it short, stupid. Now, we got a lot of visitors today, so, Jeff, I'm going to run old material again. But it's just like the minister that said, it's not that you look at your watch that disturbs me, it's that you hold it up to your ear. I had an old professor, Professor Navy, at Wright State University, and he would take his watch, like this minister did on this occasion here. Again, all my family, let me repeat this. And he would put that watch on his hand, just like this preacher did in the pulpit. Puts that on his hand there so he could see it, Gretchen. And his little boy is sitting beside a father. Father, son are sitting together looking up at this preacher, Joy. And the little boy looks up at his daddy, and he sees that watch. The preacher put it right there where he could see it, where he could keep an eye on it. And the little boy says, well, Daddy, what does that mean? And the father looked down at him and said, not a thing, son. Trust me. That doesn't mean a thing. Well, the whole point of today is to lift up the Psalm of David. I encourage you, lift it up. If you're going to look back, if you want to chronicle the blessings of your life's journey, look to the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. All I have needed, Lord God, all I have needed, I shall not want. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Now I'm going to get out of the doghouse, brothers. I'm not half as dumb as I look. Next to salvation, Brother Warren, the greatest, greatest gift that the Lord God ever gave me is my beloved Laura. Can I hear a thanksgiving for Laura? Don Johnson said to me, the day will come, of course, Gregory, when you will, we're itinerant, we have new pastors, and of course the day will come when you will go. We'll miss you. Can we keep Laura? Not half as dumb as I look, and of course, ministers aren't always accredited as looking that sharp anyway, like that delegation from the one church that was coming to greet their new pastor, who was actually coming overseas. He was in transport on one of the great ocean vessels, and they rushed aboard. And Bob, they see this John, they see this guy leaning against the railing, and they look at him, they study him, and then their eyes brighten, you know, like an epiphany. They said, "You're the new minister, aren't you?" He says, "No." He said, "I understand you mistaking me. I've just been seasick. I'm not half as dumb as I look. The greatest blessing next to salvation that the Lord gave me was my Laura. And I love you, babe. I love you. Not as dumb as I look. I want to have my family stand again. I want to have you all stand this time. I want you all to stand. All my family. All my family. Judy and Wayne, that means you all too. Stand, please. I want you all my family. All my family. Now, I want you all to stand, family. I want you all to stand. The family of God. Stand. You want to look for refined gold? Here is the treasure of the kingdom of God. The love, the bond of love with which Christ unites us. Here's gold. Now I'm going to ask Ray to remain standing. The rest of you be seated. I love you so much. Thank you, family. Reverend Raymond Gage, Boston University graduate, the great Dr. Harold Beck's student and Darlene, you'd have spaghetti with him, wouldn't you? The great Dr. Harold Beck. Raymond, here we are, brother. Here we are. Here we are. Yeah. There were five of us. There were five of us. And West Ohio Conference. Ray, you and I, the last men standing. Yeah. On this shore, there is another shore. We will stand. We will stand by the faithful Lord. He restoreth my soul. You hear that? Have you ever needed your soul restored? Have you ever had those dry well experiences? I had someone ask me, "Greg, after 40 years, how's it?" I said, "Oh, there are the dry wells." It was a colleague. And I told her, I said, "Oh, there are the dry wells, Amy. But I said, I promise you the Lord God is faithful. It may be a season of the dry well, Dick. You, the professors of the field, you know that. Stewards of God, you know those droughts. And you have to have a lot of patience, don't you, brother? You got to have a lot of strength. And I know where you get your strength. You get your strength where I get my strength, where we all draw upon our strength, the strength of the Lord. He restoreth my soul. He will replenish the dry well. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Now, that's just incredible. You know, fear, it's one of our worst enemies. I know when the Lord God called me into the ministry, I was so afraid. And I said, "Lord, I can't do it." And I gotta tell you what happened. You know what there are times when the Holy Spirit speaks to me, the voice of God. I mean, I know I talk to myself, and I've shared with that dilemma. You know, you must test the spirit. I talk to myself. And sometimes I argue with myself. Once I argued with myself so harshly, I didn't talk to myself again for weeks. There's a difference. You must test the spirit. Is it the voice of God, or are we just fooling ourselves? Well, I knew I was fooling myself. But why would the Lord God ask a sinner like me to serve? But the Lord called. I said, "God, I can't do it." And you know what the Lord told me? "Get ready. You can't do it." Wasn't looking for that, Lord. Could you give me another answer? "You cannot do it. But I can do it. I am able. And I will be with you." I challenge anyone to say no to the Lord God, who has shown us his great love. And here is God. Jesus paid it all, right, Phyllis? He paid it all. Wasn't that in one of the cantatas, Brother Keith? Jesus paid it all. I challenge anyone to say no to a request from the Lord God, who has paid it all, who died for me. What a king. This is the king we serve, one who died for his kingdom. But he lives, he lives, he lives in the victory he promises to share with us. As he says, as I live, you shall live also. There is no fear. There is no fear. Have faith. And I don't brag about my faith. I've never bragged about my faith, Brother Tom. This old sinner can't brag about his faith. I was engineered by the Lord for one purpose, not to brag about my faith, but to brag about a loving God who would choose to love sinners like me. Wow. Wow. That's why I serve the King. That's why I serve the King. Steve Bennett, the last DS, told me, because he knew about my struggles, he says, but Gregory, if the Lord would ordain you and call you to be his servant, why would you ever want to be a king on? To serve the Lord God has been a privilege for this sinner. But I give all credit to the loving Lord. Nothing to fear ultimately, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I told Brother Tom yesterday, again and again and again, you have witnessed to me. The week I'm leaving, the week I'm packing, we're ready to go. You know, there's that strange sort of interim there. The day before the pastor moves in, all pastors are responsible to be moving out. That's their job that day. So, Tana, that means this church will have to stand. You will have to help one another. You will be pastor. You will be shepherd. Pastor's Latin. Latin translated. Pastor translated means literally shepherd. You will shepherd one another in that interim. So we're packed. We're ready to leave West Liberty. I didn't want to leave West Liberty. It was that same voice. There again, Brother Warren challenged me to leave a home I loved, to come here to a place I didn't know. And as I was already packing and heading down the road to come here, the Spirit spoke to me. You're going to like it. Amen, amen. What blessings you have given to me. But before we left the house there at West Liberty, I get a call from Mary Rutan Hospital, where the baby here, the baby Jordan, was born. And it was Patsy Zinn. Joe Zinn was a dear friend of mine, a fellow Bible student, just like you, Brother Warren. We, you know, our passion for Scripture, for the Word. And Joe had visited with me that week. They had the last little send-off from the church, like kind of like we're having today. And he said to me, he said, you know, Greg, I know you love those boys. Of course, Jordan was just a baby in arms. And as I've teased you, he used to crawl under these pews. Of course, actually, Shelly, Steve, that was a great thing for whoever was taking care of the church. Because the floors were in the wall. They were clean as... really cleaned up. Yeah. We kind of dressed him for the job eventually. We gave up. We threw in the towel. We kind of dressed him, wrapped him up so he could clean it up. But Joe says to me, I know you love your boys. I know how much you love those little ones. And then he pointed to his son, Joe, who had just gotten his driver's license, Dick. Jeff. Jeff had just gotten his driver's license, and his little sister, Jennifer, was there. And Joe Zinn says to me, he says, yeah, I know you love those little guys, but you see my son, you see my daughter. You wait till they grow up. Greg, you just wait till they become your buddies. You wait till they become your buddies. Then you're really going to know happiness. You're going to have fun. That week didn't end before Patsy called from Mary Rutan Hospital that Joe Zinn had died instantly of a massive heart attack. When I got to Mary Rutan, to the emergency room, Roger, we all gathered in there. And Patsy's just got the tears coming down her, and she's got Jeff and Jennifer just huddled with her. And finally she looks up from her tears, and she speaks these words, and she says to me, Gregory, how can anyone without a relationship and a faith in God, how can anyone without God ever endure something like this? Her faith. Linda, there again, her faith. The witness to me is yours has. Brian and Fritzy. Sis, I know my church family knows this. We got a lot of visitors. Please indulge me. But yeah, this church family knows so well that Brian's little 6-year-old boy, Randy, was struck by the car accidentally. Accidents happen in this world. And he lingered between this world and the next. And he died early in the day. Randy, his 6-year-old boy, dies early in the day. Fritzy's son, Brian's son, dies early in the day, age 6. Brian's daddy died that night. down in Pineville, Kentucky, son and father. Brian, as I've told you many times, for all the years that I was blessed to work with that great baritone, my teacher, my spirit father, Brian. For all those years, he could never, ever complete the story of that loss. Never in its entirety. Only in broken pieces. Only in the shards. Only in fragments. Finally, Brother Warren, one day, near the end, isn't that interesting? Near the end of his journey, still lucid, still able to speak, he told me the entire story. We were coming back from a show. That's what Brian the showman always called it, a show. Remember, he made that covenant. He said, son, we're going to do a lot of stages. We're going to do country. But I promise you, we will always include and lift up the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he never failed. So we're coming back from the last show. I call it a ministry. And he tells the entire story of the loss. Of course, he cried. And he said to me, son, you never get over it. You only learn to live with it. I said, Brian, but how do you learn to live with that kind of pain? And he said to me, by leaning on Jesus, son. By leaning on Jesus. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I don't know how many times I would just run right over that, Brother Warren. It was a speed bump. In the journey of the psalm, it was a speed bump, but I paid it no attention. Until finally, again, challenged by the speed bump of this flow, I studied it for the first time. I studied it. We need to continue to study the word. Study. The word. Isn't that what the scripture challenges us to do? Study the word. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. This may be one of the most blessed gifts of the kingdom. Because the Lord God wants us all to come to the table, you see. Wants us all to come to the table. Senator Doug White. Not a bad looking guy, is he, Tom? Darlene knows him. Yeah. Yeah. Those the ladies here that, yeah, that have met him. I mean, he makes old George Clooney look like an old dirty shirt, doesn't he? But he does. But he was the president of the Ohio Senate. I'm not going to tell you the party. Doesn't matter. See, that's the whole point. I won't tell you the party that he represented. He was the president of our Ohio Senate. And they said of him, the opposing party said of him, the greatest compliment, talk about it, one of the greatest accolades, they said of Senator Doug White, Greg, he brought everyone to the table. Amen? That's what this is about. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. The Lord wants us all to come to his table. You know, I've always preached, and I believe it from the bottom of my heart. I've always told you, my worst enemy has a place in God's kingdom. My worst enemy has a place in God's kingdom. If I am ever to hope to stand on heaven's shore, my worst enemy must have a rightful place in God's kingdom, and that is my heartfelt prayer always. I know I'm not always an exemplary ambassador of that challenge and that cause. God forgive me. But I believe from the bottom of my heart, and I pray for it. Like that minister who had trouble with a Mrs. Jones in his congregation. You know, he had to go call on her one day. He's like, Bob, he's like rolling his eyes, like, oh, here we go. He knocks on the door and nobody's there. He knocks on the door and nobody's there. He says, well, boy, I'd love to get away. He's getting ready to leave, Pat. And he hears footsteps coming to the door. He gets down and looks through the keyhole. And there's a big old Y looking right back at him. And he says, oh, clever. He says, well, Mrs. Jones, at last we see eye to eye. And Mrs. Jones replied, yes, but we both had to get on our knees to do so. Amen, amen, amen. My worst enemy has a place in God's kingdom. Not because I'm good, not at all because I'm good, but because God is good. Because Jesus is Christ. Because Jesus is Lord, and he wants us all to come to the table. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. John Quincy Adams, the great statesman, had a profound belief and trust in God. He believed in Jesus. He believed in the resurrection. He knew the promise of heaven was already living in his heart because he knew he was dying. It was the last of his life. And a little boy sees him as he's walking down the streets of Boston. Mr. Bostonian. He's walking down the streets of Boston, and this little lad yells out to him. He sees him. He's so excited. He says, "How's John Quincy Adams today?" And the elder statesman now turns with difficulty. "I'm having trouble with my hip. It's happening." And here he is. He turns with difficulty and with pain. But he hides the pain from the little boy. And he says to the little boy, "Son, John Quincy Adams was never better. Now the house he's living in isn't faring so well. The underpinning's about to go. The thatch is nearly gone from the roof." "The windows are so dim, it wouldn't surprise me at all if he had to move out before the winter. But as for John Quincy Adams, he was never better. Never better. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And by the grace of a loving God, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever with you. Together with Christ forever." And now, Tom, Linda, come close this meditation. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank you, brother.
There is no way in the world that I can live up to expectations, really. None whatsoever. I came up here today because of my profound love and respect for Greg and Laura. They served my church for 5 years in Manchester, Ohio. And I had the opportunity to work with them, and it was one of the great blessings of my life. Little story. When I was growing up, I thought I knew. When you're in elementary, you know how you're going to write in your elementary books saying what you're going to be when you grow up and everything. Well, there was only one thing that I was going to do when I grew up, and I was going to be a shortstop for the Cincinnati Reds. I'm serious. I was bound and determined to do that. And when I got to be about 15 or 16, I found out that there were 25,000 kids better than me. Maybe 35,000, I don't know. But we mentioned Tony Perez, Joe Morgan, Johnny Bench, Tom Seaver, Barry Larkin, Sparky Anderson. All of these guys are in the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. If there was a Hall of Fame for preachers, Greg Lay would be there. Maybe someone in this church can establish a Hall of Fame for preachers. I don't know if you could call him a preacher or not, but a dear friend. And so I would like to take a little walk back in time with Greg and Laura, and with the help of Linda. And I got some cheat sheets over here because sometimes I have trouble with lyrics, and I'll be peeking every once in a while. But I hope you don't mind. So, Greg, we're going to take a little walk back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I am tired, but thou art strong. And Jesus, he keeps me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Oh, when my time on earth is o'er, and it's time for me to be no more, guide me to that distant shore, to thy shore, dear Lord, to thy shore. Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Precious memories, unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the sacred scene untold. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes untold. In the stillness of the midnight, echoes from the past I hear. Old-time singing, gladness bringing from that lovely land somewhere. As I travel on life's pathway, know what the years may bring. As I ponder, hope grows stronger, precious sacred scenes unfold. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul in the stillness of the midnight. Precious sacred scenes unfold. Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along until the Lord comes and calls me away, oh yes. Well, the morning is bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as fair as the day, oh yes. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley, oh, for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I'll see. There will be peace in the valley, oh, for me. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb, oh yes. Well, the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed, changed from this creature that I am, oh yes. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley, oh, for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, oh, no sorrow, no trouble I'll see. There will be peace in the valley, oh, for me.
Thank you so much. Never forget.
Boy. Oh, my cup runneth over. We're back to the psalm, Brother Warren. My cup runneth over. Fritzy would put it like this. What would she always say? My saucer's full because my cup runneth over. Amen. We have so many resources. And again, the gold, the refining gold of the kingdom. These bonds of love, Brother Tom, that brought you clear from the Ohio River. Thank you so much, brother. But such wealth we have. Resources, and now we have an opportunity to serve the giver of all that is, the resources, the blessings. Let us return now our tithes and our offerings to serve the Lord God. Let us pray together. God of all creation, powerful Spirit, Savior of all, use our gifts to bring hope to a world that is in need of your grace. Amen. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Dave. This happens to be, you know, and I get to hear these angels. Now, Tom, I get to hear angels behind me singing. I'm telling you, you talk about rich. But, Phyllis, this, I think, is Laura's favorite hymn. And, of course, I mean, as I said, what did I say earlier? I established, didn't I, Kelsey? I established I'm not half as dumb as I look, doctor. But it dictates itself. If you're going to do Psalm 23, if it's in the hymn book, it is, you got to close. 128, He leadeth me, O blessed thought. Going to do something a little different. I apologize to my acolytes. This might be a little difficult. I want us all to take a hand of a neighbor. We're going to have a big old circle. It doesn't necessarily have to be a circle, but do the best we can in this holy hour, in this holy place. This again. Behold the kingdom of God. Here's the gold. These relationships initiated by a loving God. And now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.